As we now welcome in the head coach of the TMB Panthers, we got head coach Derek Ashbaugh for our Legend Seeds Joe DeShepper coach's interview. And coach, here in this one, I saw a lot of defense, which led to some buckets in the fast break. I saw a lot of good rebounding. According to my tally, we out-rebounded Lacaparra Valley by a considerable margin. And you don't really have, I mean, you look at the numbers, we have 5'11 for them, 6 foot, 5'11. Whereas we have nobody 6 foot, nobody 5'11. I mean, Ari Johnson off the bench, to see that rebounding throughout the night tonight, you got to like that.
Yeah, that was really important. Early on in the game, I thought defensively we weren't particularly spectacular, and Lack did a really good job of taking advantage of that. And then as we kind of progressed later into the game, defense shored up, and a lot of that is giving them only one shot and rebounding well. And Brianna Disher did a really nice job, not only rebounding, but also got some block shots in there tonight too. Kate Rupert with a nice job, and Allie. We had a lot of kids go and attack the glass, which was good. And then we had a lot of kids contributing on the offensive end too. Defensively shored some things up. Forced a few more turnovers, but then didn't give up as many easy opportunities to Lack. And as well as they took advantage in the first half, I think, offensively we can continue to play. I think most of the night just felt like the girls were in a really nice rhythm. I think first Haley and then Gretsch just did a really good job attacking early in the first half, getting downhill, and then they did a really good job finishing. And then as that kind of carried into the second half, you've got Brianna Disher, who got into a really nice rhythm early in the second half, hit a couple shots, did a really good job attacking the rim as well. Kate hitting a three was good to see her get one. Marin stepping into a couple shots with some confidence, and I think the just confidence just kind of spread throughout the team, so that was good to see. And as we've made some improvements the last week as a team, it was good to see several kids find the bottom of the net tonight. Not that that's everything, but every once in a while that's nice to get a little additional boost too. So would we have almost everybody get in the scorebook,
I think? Yeah, just about. I think I have Allison just missing, but she contributed in other ways. And then,
for sure.
I think everybody else that got in got some points, so yeah.
And we talked about after the game how, it's always nice, obviously, to score, and that makes people feel good and everything, but we had some really good contributions up and down the roster in a lot of different ways tonight. Ari and Kate, when they came in, they did a really good job defensively, not just position-wise, but also rebounding, really nice job. Ari got a couple of put-back baskets on the offensive end. Milena did a good job of creating some opportunities on the offensive end, but also rebounded the ball really well on the defensive end, got some steals. We just said, a lot of kids put in a lot of good effort tonight, and that was really good to see. I feel like we've been building the last week, really have gotten some obviously better results, yes, but I think we've just been playing better as a group. So that first half was in some ways a little bit disappointing because we didn't play as good as defense as what we've been playing, but luckily they gave themselves some leeway there by playing really efficient on the offensive end and then just picked up the defensive end in the second half and carried it on. So it was a good team win tonight. Weird to only have two games this week, and now the next couple weeks we're back at to the whole – three games a week, and yep. Like December, we'll have to hit the road for a couple of them here. So, but good momentum, I think, going into next week. Really good things to see. Some really good improvements. Keep trying to tweak here and there, and see what we can do.
That was the best answer ever because you basically covered everything. I asked you one thing, and I mean, you kind of went down the line. You covered just about everybody. You covered what went well and what kind of needed some work, especially there in that first half. What I want to touch on is shot selection. I thought the shot selection was good. They were taking the right amount of outside shots. They were driving to the basket because they're not settling for threes, but they are able to make them, so they're not afraid to shoot them either.
Yeah, we didn't, we took a decent number of threes tonight, but we didn't fall in love with with that shot, like you mentioned, because I thought we were doing that was perhaps our best job all season long, of attacking the basket. And then, okay, now after finishing a couple of those, the kids had the confidence to step into their shots, and they were doing a really good job with their fundamentals. So when we're talking to somebody like Brianna Disher, she's coming in, she just executed a lot of that stuff perfectly, did a nice job. And as far as the answer is concerned, just trying to follow your lead, when you asked for the keys of the game, you kind of covered kind of a wide span before the game, and hopefully that kind of covered most everything there too. So
no doubt about it. And you touched on Haley Gurnett's great offensive spark in the first half. Gretchen Lanoue kind of picks it up there in that second half. However, you also kind of had to deal with a little bit of foul trouble by a couple of players, so you had to kind of mess with your rotations a bit, but the girls stepped up.
Yeah, they didn't really miss a beat. Kylie Carter really attacked the rim really, really well tonight. Now, she didn't probably finish as much as she would like to, or as well as she has been the last couple games. And as we got into the second half, she did get into some foul trouble, but that's where Kate and Ari did a great job of stepping in, and Allison, playing a couple different roles, just stepped in and did what they were asked, and it was really good to see. And we had other kids step up and produce, and not every game are we going to have the same five kids, and Kylie's been a major contributor for us all season long, and so it's good that on a game where she's maybe just a little bit off or does get into some significant foul trouble in the second half, we're just ready to step in and take care of business. So good growth by the girls, and a good important step to take for us too.
Coach Ashbaugh, I appreciate the time here in the post-game show. Congrats on the win. Good luck in the next one.
Appreciate it. Thanks, Josh.